This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news out of stories first. Nepal government decides to extend the deadline of the procurement and construction contracts for 6 more months. Cabinet decides to spend the money of the employment promotion fund for the rescue of Nepalese stranded abroad. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli commits to taking practical initiatives to resolve the problems of public transport sector. 2 die and 3 go missing in Sindhu Palchok landslide, and China becomes first major economy to grow since coronavirus pandemic. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has decided to extend the deadline of the procurement and construction contracts failed to meet the stipulated deadline due to lockdown imposed by the government for 6 more months. Unveiling the cabinet meeting held on July 13 to the press meet organized at Simadarbar today, government spokesperson and finance and communications minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada informed the government decision of extending the deadline to the contracts expired during the lockdown for maximum 6 more months. Minister Khatiwada clarified that the concerned officials would extend the time of contracts as per the application of the construction entrepreneurs not claiming additional facilities from the government, and the government will not bear additional expenses for the same. The cabinet meeting also decided to endorse the guideline 2077 Bikram Sambat related to the rescue of stranded Nepalese workers abroad due to the coronavirus pandemic. Spokesperson Dr. Khatiwada said the meeting also decided to spend the money of the Employment Promotion Fund for the rescue of Nepalese stranded abroad. The cabinet also decided to continue the construction of Gautam Buddha International Airport and establish customs office at various places of the country, including at Tinker of Darchula district. Additional 213 corona-infected people in Nepal have returned home today following health recovery. Addressing the regular press briefing today, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said after 213 people got discharged from various isolation centres today, the number of people recovering from coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 11,249. As per the ministry, 64.85% corona-infected people have recovered from the virus infection and returned home. Likewise, 167 corona infection cases were detected today while carrying out 4,981 PCR tests across the country in the last 24 hours. Till today, 17,344 cases of coronavirus infections have been confirmed in Nepal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the government will take practical initiatives to resolve the problems of public transport sector facing in the country due to COVID-19 pandemic. Talking to a delegation of the transport entrepreneurs and workers at his official residence Balwata today, Prime Minister said that the state should address the genuine concerns of all sectors caused by the pandemic. He said that the government would address the problem of the public transport sector as per the state's capacity. The delegation, having National Transport Entrepreneurs Association Chair Yogendra Karmacharya and General Secretary Sarol Setola, among others, put forth their demands to the Prime Minister today. Likewise, the transporters and labourers from the public transport sector have urged chairperson of Nepal Communist Party NCP Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to take initiatives to resolve the problems the transport sector facing in the country during the time of pandemic of coronavirus infection. At a meeting with the chairperson Dahal this morning, the entrepreneurs sought for Dahal's role to help troubleshoot public transport sector's current problems. Nepal Communist Party Chairman and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, another Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Senior Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal held discussion today to seek the solution of intra-party disputes. They held discussion at Prime Minister's official residence Balwata. The standing committee meeting of the party has been called for tomorrow. 2 persons died and 3 others went missing in landslide occurred at Fulpinkatia Bhattikosi Rural Municipality 4 in Sindhu Palchok District last night. District Police Office Deputy Superintendent of Police Madhav Prasad Kable informed that those killed in the landslide are 34-year-old Nima Sangbo Sherpa and 16-year-old Anji Sherpa. This was for the missing ones, 84-year-old Somsang Sherpa and 42-year-old woman and 12-year-old Siring Sherpa was on the way. The landslide also damaged neighboring houses and a school. 6 households have been displaced while 18 families are at risk. Finance Minister Dr. Ivraj Khatioda has claimed that the budget implementation of the last fiscal year was satisfactory despite coronavirus pandemic. Speaking in the meeting of the Finance Committee of the House of Representatives today, Finance Minister Dr. Khatioda claimed the economic indicator of the last year was satisfactory and grossly 71% capital expenditure was carried out. Minister Dr. Khatioda also said in the last fiscal year, 841 billion rupees revenue was collected and the government was able to meet the target set by the budget despite slightly less budget expenses. He also said that despite rise in current expenditure during the last fiscal year, the economic growth of the country will be at around 2.3% as forecast by the Central Bureau of Statistics. Minister Dr. Khatioda also claimed that the expenses and the revenue collection have increased since mid-July and the trade deficit has also come down. Minister Dr. Khatioda also said that the local bodies have spent 40% budget in an average and some local assemblies have not been able to pass their annual budget. In the meeting, lawmakers had questioned the role of Finance Ministry regarding highest areas in the Finance Ministry, low capital expenditure and inability of the budget to bring changes in the lives of public, lack of fiscal discipline and diminishing the level of credibility in budget distribution. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ रेस्ट अफ द न्यूज अपडेट्स Finance and Communications and Information Technology Minister Dr. Ivraj Khatioda has directed to the central bodies to effectively lead the work plan prepared to realize the concept of Digital Nepal. Unveiling the integrated plan for implementation of annual program at the ministry today, Communications Minister Dr. Khatioda directed all to fulfill their responsibility to realize the aim of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepalese. Meanwhile, Acting Secretary of the Communications and Information Ministry, Gokarna Mani Duwadi, stressed on the effective implementation of the work plan as it was brought to complete the annual work in time. Minister of Forest and Environment Shakti Bahadur Basnet informed to the Agriculture, Cooperatives and Natural Resource Committee of the House of Representatives that the government was working to link forest with prosperity and economic development. The lawmakers in today's meeting of the committee held at Simadarbar had drawn the Forest Minister's attention towards failure of forest management as per the scientific management purpose. Minister Basnet said that the ministry was carrying out technical study for increment of trees, management of wood import, and the minister further said that Nepal's forest was in the progressive path across South Asia. The Supreme Court has initiated classifying the cases to be registered in the district and high courts on the basis of their nature. In a bid to institutionalize efforts made for reforms in the judiciary, the Apex Court has started a different case management system, first of its kind, effective from today. Chief Justice Solendra Samsher Jangal Bahadur Rana, along with all the Apex Court justices, Chief Registrar and Registrar, among others, inaugurated the distinct management system applicable in all high courts and district courts through virtual mode. The system has come into effect in district courts from 16th July, while it will come to force in high courts from coming 17th August. On the occasion, Chief Minister Rana expressed happiness over the success of the plan envisaged 10 years back and claimed that the system would be instrumental in ensuring easy access to justice for all through prompt, quality and effective justice dispensation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. news. Now to some international updates. China has become the first major economy to grow since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, recording an unexpectedly strong 3.2% expansion in the latest quarter after antivirus lockdowns were lifted and factories and stores reopened. Growth reported Thursday for the 3 months ending in June was a dramatic improvement over the previous quarter, 6.8% contraction, China's worst performance since at least mid-1960s, but it still was the weakest positive figure since China started reporting quarterly growth in the early 1990s. 7 Turkish security personnel have been killed after a plane belonging to the country's police force crashed into a mountain in eastern Turkey, according to the Ministry of Interior. The small jet was returning from a surveillance and reconnaissance mission late on Wednesday when it crashed into Mount Artos at altitude of 2,200 meters. Chinese state-owned pharmaceutical company Sinopharm has begun phase 3rd clinical trial of COVID-19 vaccine in Abu Dhabi using up to 15,000 volunteers, the government in the capital of the United Arab Emirates said on Thursday. Meanwhile, Russia plans to produce 30 million doses of an experimental COVID-19 vaccine domestically this year, with the potential to manufacture a further 170 million abroad, the head of the country's sovereign health wealth fund told media reports. More than 8.18 million corona-infected people have recovered from the coronavirus infection across the globe. Meanwhile, the data analyst Worldometer put the global cases of coronavirus infections to more than 13,734,000. When more than 4.96 million corona-infection cases are still active across the world, more than 587,000 people have lost their lives due to the global pandemic of COVID-19. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is also likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1 and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Phudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Nepal government decides to extend the deadline of the procurement and construction contracts for 6 more months. Cabinet decides to spend the money of the Employment Promotion Fund for the rescue of Nepalese stranded abroad. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli commits to taking practical initiatives to resolve the problem of the public transport sector. 2 die and 3 go missing in Sindhupalchuk landslide, and China becomes first major economy to grow since coronavirus pandemic. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Phudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.